When I do a retrofit, the idea is to put buoyancy elements under the house and put in a vertical guidance system and something that ties everything together so that it supports the buoyancy blocks, hooks onto the vertical guidance, carries the house, and when a flood comes, the buoyancy blocks displace water, which lifts the house and it slides up and down on the vertical guidance posts. Works with the water, sits on top of the water, allows the seasonal flooding or even catastrophic flooding to happen the way it wants to. It works with Mother Nature no matter what's thrown at it. Keeps the house dry and then brings it back down exactly where it took off without any damage.
So is this an affordable, practical solution for homes in flood-prone communities all over the world?
It's not the right solution for every type of house or every type of flooding condition, but where it is appropriate, it's fantastic and it's much, much less expensive than any of the other alternatives because as a retrofit, it continues to use the existing gravity load-bearing foundation.
And what kind of response have you had from UN agencies or other agencies where, you know, you've been taking this idea along to conferences such as the one that we're in now? I mean, have you had a good response?
I have a great response at conferences. Where I don't have such a great response is with the U.S. Federal Emergency Management Agency, because understandably, they're apprehensive of developers getting a hold of this technology and using it to move new communities into floodplains. But I'm not building new communities. I'm supporting the resilience of existing communities. And these are people who've been living in a place for hundreds of years, in some cases, even longer for indigenous people, and they shouldn't be forced to leave.
So you're looking at this really as a solution, as a way of preserving old communities in a traditional setting.
Absolutely, and it's a great solution for a lot of the historic preservation issues.
Where do you hope this idea will end up in practical terms?
Well, I'm now funded for a pilot project in Vietnam, and so we're going to be building 2 prototypes this year and perhaps as many as a dozen more next year before we assess the results and then I hope get another grant from the same agency to scale it up and spread it across Vietnam and I hope other similar flood situations across Southeast Asia.
But the reality is this is sort of a boutique solution to certain housing problems, but not by any means a sort of mass solution that could be applied worldwide.
It depends. In the villages in Vietnam, it can be a mass solution because the houses are the appropriate type of construction and the flooding has the appropriate characteristics. So what we're hoping is that we can teach the villagers how to do it. It's really a very, very simple system. They just don't know about it and they don't know how to do it, but if we give them some examples and teach them how to do it, they can do it themselves.
And are you partnering with anyone from the UN yet, or are you hoping to?
Not from the UN, I'd love to. Right now the consortium that is funding the Vietnam project is the Rockefeller Foundation, USAID, and Zurich Insurance. And so
some powerful backers.
Very, very powerful, and I'm very, very lucky to have gotten this grant. I'm hoping very, very soon that I'll be able to confirm a grant from the Canadian NRC, National Research Center, for a project that will build amphibious retrofits for First Nations communities that are subject to flooding from climate change. And from the monitoring of the results of this, write a set of guidelines for the development of building codes. And we're anticipating that Canada will be the first country in the world to have a building code that includes amphibious construction.
So excuse the pun, but amphibious housing's on the rise, as far as
you're concerned. Yes, yes, yes.